To what degree are performance artists in Singapore consulting, collaborating with other artists?
Well, performance artists here, if we were to talk about actors, actors are, I think, more passive, and it depends on whether this artist is a full-time artist of a company or a freelancer. If it's a freelancer, most of the time this artist will work and collaborate with different companies, whichever companies approach them. And of course, they can decide whether to work with them or not. But for full-time artists with the theatre company, some companies might not allow their artists to work with other companies. And sometimes it's because also this artist, since he's a full-timer of the company, his priorities have to be clear. He has to be with the company most of the time. If he, so this full-time artist, full-time actor might not have the room to work so much. But for directors and playwrights perhaps, I think they might have more room to work with other companies. And then we come back to the issue of whether the director or the playwright want to initiate this collaboration. To what degree, I would say not so much. It's also coming from the preference, artistic preference, and different ways of working, styles. So if this artist were to work and collaborate with another artist, another company, the process will be more tedious. It's a longer process. I think it needs a time to incubate.
I wanted to ask a question about a few years back, before the Singapore Arts Festival closed, there was this particular performance done by three different directors. There's Natalie, there's Claire Wong, and there's what's the last one? For the woman in the pots. Do festivals bring these artistic creators together more often?
Of course, I think festival can sometimes curate programs that allow this kind of collaboration. And in the particular case, because it's a very collaborative work, I think it's done by Marindy Clues. And she wanted to work with local artists, so you have Charlene and all those people involved also. But it doesn't necessarily need a festival. I remember in the earlier years, there were companies who would collaborate with each other. I know TNS has collaborated with Theatre Practice, has collaborated with Theatre Kami. So I think there are such collaborations in some way. But however, you know, like what Oliver has said, collaborations requires artists to step beyond their comfort zone and be able to, you know, start a very dialogic process. So that takes time. That takes a kind of artistic will. You know, it's not just politically or business-wise you think that, you know, economy-wise, that, hey, it makes sense that TNS and this, or Finger Players and whoever work together. It doesn't make sense. I think it takes a lot of will, and artistic will, I think. And they take a long time.